Good morning. When I was in the room with my son in his bedroom one night, he said, he's about four, I think, four or five. He said, "Daddy, is God in heaven?" And I've been trying my best to teach him, you know, the right answers, not just the typical answers. But I get in trouble sometimes because I, you know, he's young still. He's seven now, but he was four or five. And Harrison said, "Daddy, is God in heaven?" I said, "Well, son, he is, but he's not just in heaven. He's here with you all the time. He's everywhere at the same time." And I explained to him, I said, "God, that's where he is, but he's everywhere." And he looked at me, his eyes got real wide, and he said, "Right here in my bedroom?" I said, "Yes, son." But see, that conversation changed the way I viewed my worship. Because for years I'd say, as a preacher, I'd say, "Now let's lift our hands up towards heaven and look up towards heaven as you worship God." See, he's not just in heaven. He's right here. He's right here in front of you right now. You don't need to look up to heaven. You just need to whisper because his ear is right there to your mouth. He's right here. So when I first started to break into private worship, I took some time and I started to worship God, and I did what we were taught. I grabbed my mind and brought it back, and had a big struggle with that, trying to keep my mind focused on worship. But I was obedient. I'd capture it and bring it back, and capture it and bring it back. And in this one session, this one time where I was just worshiping God, I hadn't felt much, hadn't felt, you know, any experience or anything. But as I was worshiping, about 2 hours into it, I said, "I worship you, I magnify you, I glorify you, I worship you, I love you." And when I said, "I love you," this time I heard his voice. And he said, "I love you more." And he meant it. You know, some people don't mean that, but he meant it. And I got excited. He didn't just say it, I felt his love. I was filled by his love in that moment. And I got excited. So I went on, "I worship you, I glorify you, I magnify you." And every time I said, "I love you," I would hear him say, "I love you more." And it was a bathing in his love as he said that to me. And I couldn't make him leave. I just kept, I love you more, I love you, I love you more. Well, I left that time, and the first thing that came to me was, God came from heaven and kissed me. But then I knew Pastor Dave would put me in trouble for saying that I moved God, you know. So that wasn't right. So the second thing I thought was, I must have reached through the heavens and kissed God. And the Lord gave me an image or a vision to show me what happened. And what I saw was, I was standing over here, and I was worshiping God. And I saw myself worshiping God. And then there was this wall of flesh right here. Just like a thick wall of fatty flesh with, I'm just telling you what it looked like, with little hair and little pimples and bounce back. It's a big wall of flesh. And on the other side of the wall was me. And I was in here. When I lifted up my hands here, I would lift my hands out there. And when I said, "I worship you," this me in here said, "I worship you." When I said, "I love you," I said, "I love you." And see, I had thought that I had experienced something when I was worshiping. I had got to a place or moved something or did something that brought a moment with God, just for that moment. But what the Lord showed me was, as I stood on this side out of this side of the flesh, when I lift up my hands, my inner man was lifting up his hands. Actually, the right definition is, the inner man was me. But the way I viewed myself was from my natural mind. See, I was looking at my world, my life from my natural brain. But my inward man, me, when I, but you know, the thing was, God was in there the whole time. And when I said, I worship you, he was there. The moment I started to worship God, he was there with me. The thing was, I didn't hear him. What happened during that time of worship, where I had moved close enough to my flesh to actually hear the conversation that was going on the whole time with my inner man and my Father. It wasn't just that one brief moment. It was the entire time. The moment I asked into his presence, that's the moment my Father was fellowshipping with me. And even though I didn't sense it or feel it, I just got a glimpse of it the whole time I worshiped God. He was there. And I think the encouragement we want from this is, doesn't matter what you bring in today or how you feel about yourself or how you feel like you struggled or failed or you're not qualified, none of that matters. Because outside of this wall of flesh isn't who you are. The moment we lift up our hands at any moment of the day and say, I love you, he's right there fellowshipping with you. Pastor Dave says in a way that you're suspending your spirit in the presence of God. The moment we worship, he's there fellowshipping with you. Amen.